Okay, here we go. Together again. After so long. The last time we were together like this was back in 2020. No, yes. Remember the first episode that we recorded together? It was back in 2020. And we were talking about soap. We're talking about the black soap.
That was the pick.
Yes, this was at 2020. It's 2021. I'm just saying the last.
I am agreeing.
Okay.
What the fuck?
No, I understand.
Nodding and agreeing
okay,
with you.
That's fine. But it just feels like it's been a long time since we actually recorded.
Has it been that long? Are you saying you miss me?
I miss this.
Are you saying you miss me?
Yes.
Aww.
Don't do it. Don't do it. please don't. She has this new booping thing, and I don't know where she got it from. I don't know where.
I told you where I got it from.
Oh, from your experience.
So yesterday I went to a baby shower, mm-hmm. and you know they had some children running around, and I had my phone in my left hand, and the child was running from my right side, and as he ran, I swung, and we collided together. And I hit him like just like a little tap on his
raise.
Head. Yeah, just a little tap. It was unfazed, non-injury, you know. And then, you know, he was fine until everybody was saying, "Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay?" And then he started crying. So then I put my arm around his shoulder and I said, "Where did I hit you? Are you okay?" Then he said, "No." I gave him a peck on his forehead and then I booped him on his forehead,
and then he,
felt better. He felt better,
magically better.
And I was like, "Oh,
I got
the gift of kids." So
not the gift of kids.
I was like, "Great!" And then afterwards, we were like friends, and he was opening doors for me. It was like pretty cool. So.
Because he was, I think it was a traumatic response.
No, I think I have the touch. So
you're touching kids.
Boop.
That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not touching kids, but I did give him a, you know, enduring sense of security when, you know, in my presence. So, boop.
Okay.
Do you feel secure now?
I don't. But, because it only works for kids, you see. Unless you're calling me a child.
Tomato, tomato?
Very rude. Okay.
Okay.
And the episode's over. Let's just hit the pause.
You know what? I'm feeling kind of flushed anyway.
Flushed?
So.
Why? Why? Oh, drink some water, Naman.
I don't know where this water came from.
It came from a source that is safe, okay? Because if I could drink it, you could drink it too. It came from the fridge.
We don't do the same things. We don't eat the same things. So I'm not sure what you put in your mouth. I wouldn't agree that I would put the same things in my mouth.
What are you talking about right now?
You just said it. It's like, you literally just said, if I can drink it, you can drink it. So
yes.
I'm just saying, I don't know what you put in your mouth. I can't say that same statement.
It's literally water?
Is it?
Don't drink it then. Be parched. Go on ahead. Have fun.
I'm very moist, so it's fine.
I don't think that's what you meant to mean.
I was talking about my mouth. Oh, God. I wasn't thinking. No, I wasn't thinking. Listen,
You already said it, son.
All right.
So you're moist.
That's not what I meant. I was saying that my forget it.
Oh boy, this is gonna be fun.
I'm on mute.
No.
Either way.
Can we get started, please?
I'm ready.
Okay, good. Sophisticated ignorance.
You slid it right in, didn't you?
Nope, don't do that.
Skirt, skirt.
Queen of the block.
I am evolving, okay?
All right. Here we go again. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sophisticated Ignorance. I'm Vixen J.
R to the O-V. O-V.
And if you are watching on the tubes, we are coming at you, not live, but we're coming at you with a different setup because guess what? I could touch this one now. It's not on Zoom.
Are you booping me?
Yeah, boop. There it is. It's been a long time since we've been in person. You know, Rovi decided to bless us with her presence in real time. So here we are, live on camera. And yeah, how are you? How was your trip up here?
Eventful.
Eventful.
Mm. Eventful.
Did you run into any Karens at the airport?
Actually, I don't know what happened, but my flight got delayed three times.
Gotcha.
And I'm not sure what exactly happened, but when I got to the gate, there was a man and a woman, a white woman. She was in hysterics. And
classic Karen, yes.
Just yelling and just being very, you know, extra. And personnel was asking for help on the PA system. Mm. And my man was in a wheelchair with tears in his eyes. So I'm not sure what exactly went on.
Wheelchair with tears in his eyes?
He was in the wheelchair and she was just with the book bag, flaring her arms, doing all kinds of whatnot. And he's like the calm one, like, it's okay. She gets like this. And I'm not sure what the dynamics were. I don't know if it was a lover's quarrel. But she left him at the gate and she stormed off right in front of me. And they were still asking for personnel because, you know, they don't know where the guy is going. And I'm sure they had to wheel him to her, wherever she decided to go. And I was just like, whoa. And everybody's just staring at her. It was just like very big dramatics. Of course, this is Miami International. You know, everything goes on there. But anyway, that held us up. And then my flight got delayed because the plane didn't come in. Then there weren't a crew. Then they needed to change aircraft. But lo and behold, I finally got on the plane. And I had a row full of toddlers to seven-year-olds with the two parents. The eight-year-old in front of me decided to fall in front of the aisle.
What?
And refused to go because he wanted to sit before his brother.
Oh, God.
And that's when I knew that I could hold off with having children for a while.
But I thought you were just talking about you have the touch of children. Or the magic
I didn't
touch.
Feel like touching him at that point.
We hope you're not touching all them kids, people's kids.
I only want to touch my children.
Especially on a plane.
All right, the context of the words don't sit well with me.
Well, you said it.
But, you know, if you are a kind human being and you have a kind spirit, that translates, I'm not a predator.
No one used the P word. No, don't pour it over here. No one used
I'm
the
looking
P
for
word.
Chris Hansen to come out now, okay? So,
Nobody used the P word.
Kids are okay. That's all I'm going to say. But that flight was a lot because the toddler was screaming. The eight-year-old who has good common sense was just climbing over seats. This flight was already crowded, which I didn't like. But I know that New York is open and COVID and vaccinations.
Yes,
so they have every seat booked. I would prefer if you left the middle aisle open. And
they're not going to do that.
They're not going to do that. They want the money. They're going to tax out. But again, the whole row. The father tried his best. He was given bananas, goldfish. It smelled like shit the whole time because the kids were shitting all over the place. But you know what? I got in my corner, got my eye mask on, my pillow, and I had my my mask. So all I had was my nostrils out, and I went to town until I got to New York.
Good job. You survived the flight.
I mean, it wasn't bad after I like tuned them out. Oh, I had my AirPods in. After I tuned them out, it wasn't bad. That's why I like window seats. Mm. Keep to myself.
Okay. Were you near the back of the plane?
Where was I? No, middle.
Middle. Oh.
Middle.
Okay, that's safe.
Yeah.
Not like a fire seat row.
You know, either you pay for that or you randomly get selected.
Either you pay for it or you pay for it later. Huh? Huh? Because, you know, danger. All right. Anyway. Woo. Yes. Okay. So yeah, glad you're here. Appreciate it.
I'm happy to be back. Yeah. And I am not ashamed to say I missed you.
Oh, thank you. I missed you too.
It took a lot for you to say that.
It did not, because I said it very effortlessly. I missed you too, period. No ellipses. No parentheses.
That's my favorite too.
Oh, I know. Oh.
Wait a minute. No.
It's the open-endedness for me.
You are king of open-endedness.
How?
Left on red. All the time.
Not all the time.
All the time.
Not all the time.
And all the people who like to leave this red stamp, what does that make you better than me? Because you read it? I can open a message and not read it.
You know you can take off read receipts. You know that, right?
But you don't.
I don't because
Because you feel holier than thou.
I'm going to take them off.
No, don't do that for me. Don't be special. I want to be like, all right, you left me on red. I will harass you until you respond. That's me. That's the type of person I am.
We already talked about this. Sometimes people are just busy and they don't have the time.
I do that too. Because even on WhatsApp, if I'm on a floor. I was working on the floor.
You mentioned this.
I open the message. I see it and then something happens. Somebody's coding or whatever. You go. And you have try to save a life.
You have to do what you have to do.
And then I don't remember looking at it. Oh, I messaged you on Instagram and you looked at it and you didn't respond. This social media shit got y'all.
Not y'all, them.
Y'all.
Them. Y'all. Base.
You know I like privacy.
All right.
Call me Chris Brown.
Let's not. Let's refrain. Let's not call you Chris Brown. Let's try that one.
How have you been?
I've been all right. I've been going through some things in the sense of just self-discovery, constantly evolving, right? That's your word. That's your tagline.
I feel like you know yourself already.
Do I? And we're going to explore that in today's episode.
Okay. Anyway,
before we start, so there was one thing that I went to address from last episode, and I know that you might have not noticed it, or I didn't really notice it until it was called out. But I know that when it comes to us talking about transgender people, I know that we could do a better job. Mm-hmm. And I believe that at some point we should have a transgender person on the show.
So we can have the conversation.
And, you know, it's like there are certain topics on this podcast that we may not have all of the information to it, and then we talk through it. But then there's other times where it's like there's certain topics where we should at least have the basics. Right. Especially, you know, in the sensitivity of like how we address people. And, you know, in conversation, it might seem a certain way, but then it comes off another way. And, you know, I never want anyone listening to this podcast to mistake us. I don't want anyone to mistake our intentions with, you know, poor
We're
judgment.
All a little naive. Yeah.
Fair. Yes, naive. But at the same time, I think it's a matter that we could address rightfully. Mm-hmm. You know, certain things can be avoided. I mean, there's certain topics that we don't necessarily touch, like politics or whatever, however. But in this case, it's like, especially when we're talking to a population of people, I think we could do better by actually inviting those from said community to have a proper conversation. Because it's things that there are certain things that we are willing to learn.
Yeah.
Or that we are capable to learn. And I think that's just important. So we need to set that up soon. I might have some contacts or I might ask around, but I think that would be a nice discussion to have.
I do too.
And I think we could do it justice. So, yeah, hashtag pride. I mean, pride is happening.
I want to be part of the fam.
What?
The family.
What family?
Oh, yeah, we got to do some homework for you. The family, the pride family. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why
not? I didn't know what they were called, the fam.
Okay.
I didn't know. No, I'm being serious.
Okay.
Because that's the term that I mean, I use fam in other contexts, but...
I mean, family in other contexts, not talking about bloodline, but because they've been
bloodline.
Scrutinized so much, they created their own family. That's
You mean community?
Saying. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just, yeah, that's it.
So, yes.
I just wanted to be a part of the fam. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, I mean, even if you're not, you know...
No, I want to be a part of the
fam. It's called being an ally.
I don't want to be an ally. I knew you were going to use that word.
Why
I wanted to be a part of the family. I want to get all the kikis. I want to be inside.
So, but then
scoops. I want to go. I've never gone to Pride. I want to do those things. So I'm saying I want to be.
Okay, but considering that you're not a part of the community, you technically are an ally, which is not a bad thing.
I like to go to the top. I like the best, no matter what.
So you would have to be queer then to be a part of the family.
That's fine.
Are you queer?
You know, we're finding ourselves today, right? Because niggas ain't shit. I'm questioning my sexuality.
Stop! The point being is... Don't book me. Don't do that. The point being... All right. The answer is we'll have a proper conversation a part of the community at some point, and I hope that will be soon, so we can just, you know, have the conversation properly and we learn something and we all just exchange ideas and thoughts. So in the future... we could do justice by these people in that community. And so, yeah, that's important. And, you know, obviously better topics to come as we work through this. You know, we are almost creeping up to 5 years of this podcast.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I know. I have to thank you for it.
Aww.
See, I'm trying to be nice because she's in person. I can't throw shade like I do in Zoom. Because, you know, you're right here and you could do some things. So.
Thanks.
Yes, you're welcome.
That didn't seem genuine at all, but.
But it was the truth. And that's actually today's topic. We're going to talk about the truth and nothing but. And the reason why I want to discuss the truth is because recently I've discovered that I've not been good at being truthful. I don't like the way you're grimacing, but let me provide some context. So I've recognized, or I'm recognizing that in my past relationships, friendships, you know, romantic or otherwise, that I've not been very forthcoming with the truth as it relates to being transparent and being very open with facts and information, right? And I'm learning that in the sense of how I interact with others and, you know, the truth is a very sensitive thing in that, you know, our truths are different from others' truths. But definitely. On top of that, it's also a matter of how the truth is, like, received but also given, right? Now, for example, if I tell somebody something and I'm giving them a level of information, which is what I'm learning that if you're telling someone something and they're involved with it, mm-hmm. right, then there's a sense of informing versus engaging in a conversation, right?
Okay.
Like if I tell you something like, hey, yo, this is what it is, right? And it is the truth, yes, but if you're directly affected by said truth, it would be more incentful that you're looped into the conversation instead of like, hey, here's truth bomb, boom, hold that. And right. You're like, hey, where the hell did this come from? And it's like, okay, well, I was at least being honest. And I think I've been operating off of that for a very long time to where I didn't realize how it was affecting others with my quote unquote truth. Because there's truth, there's transparency, and there's honesty and all these things that we use interchangeably, but they're different.
There's a lot of words people use out to mask the truth as well, too.
Right. There's omission. You know, I realize I have been a big omitter when it comes to the truth. Mm-hmm. Because I think I've also struggled with the level of, like, understanding what should be meant for just me and what I should be open with. Right?
So you allude a little bit sometimes.
Allude?
Yeah, just to... Like, someone who leaves breadcrumbs that gives just enough information to open up the truth, but not everything, like you were saying, being informative versus being engaging in a conversation. You give them just enough where they won't ask too many questions about said information, but they know just enough of what the groundwork actually is.
Right. Yes. Yes, I think you're absolutely right. I think... It's like enough truth to where it's like, all right, this is the basis of it, but there's certain details that I don't necessarily feel you should know because it may not affect you or may not be your business. I mean, I had to do a lot of psychoanalyzing of myself in that context, and I realized that it's just been a strain of that throughout past relationships. So I want to talk about that a little bit and our relationships with the truth and how we have either engaged with it in the past and in our current time and how it affects our daily lives, and if, you know, the truth, especially these days, is harmful or helpful, and just kind of just go through the gamut. So, let's start with you, Rovi. What is your relationship with the truth? In the sense of, like, I know in the past you've been bluntly honest, to the point where it's hurt some feelings, i.e. moi, but I also needed it because I appreciate people being truthful with me, but the irony is that as much as I think I'm being truthful, I'm not being totally 100%. And I know that's been very harmful. So for you, what is your relationship with the truth?
I think we might be very opposite because I was just talking to my father about this too. Mm. I may be too truthful, and that's always been, you know, some things people say, oh, you're open, you're honest, you're keeping it real.
Keeping it real.
But I think I'm the token Dave Chappelle, keeping it real where it goes wrong. So sometimes I say a lot and I'm very blunt and I just give it to you as it is. straightforward, no chaser. And sometimes it backfires on me. Like if I tell someone how I really feel and they may take it, they may receive it differently than how I'm giving it or what my intent is behind it. And sometimes I feel like I need to scale back on my truth and I need to try. I don't want to say, see, it refers back to the whole breadcrumbs analogy. I don't want to not withhold information and just, in a sense, lead them on. I don't want to mask certain truths, but I think I need to do that because I'm so far off the spectrum. I'm either not going to tell you anything, or I'm going to tell you everything. Mm-hmm. And there's no in between for me. Like, I haven't learned that guise that you have to, I guess, soften the truth or just kind of. How do I want to say it? See, again, this is my extreme. I either tell you how it is straight up or I don't say anything
at all.
But
that's the way it should be. Re-softening the truth was not, in essence, good.
But some people don't receive the truth hard. That's what I'm saying. I've ruined relationships being too truthful or ruined opportunities being too truthful.
But now we also have to explore the question of who owns the truth, right? Mm. So In the cases where it's like, all right, you're afraid, because I'm also very afraid of hurting people when it comes to the truth, right? And it was because I'm also recognizing there's a part of me that fears vulnerability, where if I'm too vulnerable, then someone can either use that against me, or I'm in a state where I'm not in control. I'm learning a lot about that too, where there's a level of control when it comes to truth. Like there's certain information or truth that you withhold, you have power now. Right, because you hold that over somebody.
That's true.
And you could use that truth either to your benefit or to your dismay, but at the end of the day, it's like the truth that we tend to withhold or we tend to keep to ourselves, we have that control over another person who might be affected by that truth, right? And I realized that for me, that might have been the case where I would give people certain pieces of the truth, but withhold the whole thing because, once again, if the whole thing were to come out, then I'll be seen a certain way. I'll be afraid of how people perceive me. I was fearing judgment. And on top of that, the vulnerability of it all, to where it's like, oh, all of my dirty laundry is out there. Now it's like you see right through me or see me for exactly who I am. Now there's a level of, oh, okay, now you can use that truth against me. That could come up later. Now it's like, you know, if an argument happens, and I was like, oh yeah, because ABC.
They have ammunition.
And then it's just like, well, shit, I should have never said anything. But I'm working on not, I also recognize too, where it's like, all right, once you put the truth out there and someone receives it, I mean, at the end of the day, it's up to them to process it how they need to, right? Like you're not necessarily responsible for how other people respond to the truth.
Yep.
Right, so there's a sensitivity there, but I mean, I guess there's a kind way to dissimulate the truth, and then there's like a dirty way, I suppose. And you know, I want to be kind when it comes to the truth, right? And the kind thing to do is to be truthful and honest and give everyone the necessary information that they need or have that conversation. But I think for me, it's like I'm still struggling with what truth is. I mean, if you just want to be a full blanket, like all truth all the time, no matter what, then it's just like, well, where's the level of discerning what people should know versus what people don't necessarily need to know?
That's true.
And I guess that comes off secretive. And see, it's the overthinking of it all.
That's true too, because before, you knew me before, just blunt, I didn't care about hurting people's feelings. Just said whatever came to my mind first, and that was like law. That was like end all be all. But as I grew up, got more involved, and I guess the first time that I got hurt by telling a truth to someone, telling a truth, and they used that, I guess, my vulnerability against me, it made me not withhold telling the truth, but give me some kind of empathy towards others that I've may hurt. With my truth. So I thought about it. If I'm saying this to someone and they feel hurt by it, maybe I should change how I speak or how I tell certain things to certain people, or how, if they ask me my opinion, how I should let them know how I feel without being in a sense, I guess, rude or blunt about it. So doing that taught me to not be so quote unquote truthful, but not to say like white lies or high truths. Because, you know, like when you're growing up, so certain people might tell you certain things, like the infamous husband asks the wife, hey, a wife asks the husband, hey, honey, do I look fat in this? And, you know, he's like, no, you look gorgeous, and will never say, yes, you look fat, you know?
Right.
That just example, yeah. Yeah.
Because, so, as I said, you don't want to hurt the person's feelings.
Feelings.
But it's a catch-22, because it's like, all right, you don't want to hurt the person's feelings.
But you have to be truthful.
But they want the truth. Right. They want it. So they're requesting the truth.
Yeah. Yo, I look fat in this? Is my back fat hanging out? Like, I don't want to go to dinner with you, and I'm looking like a slob. Like, you know, there has to be a balance somehow. But again, that person can't get their feelings hurt. They have to have some kind of strength if someone is telling them the truth. And if it's a harsh truth about themselves, mm-hmm. they have to be able to receive it well. If they're not at a space to receive it well, it wouldn't change how they view anything.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've been in many scenarios where my friends have dragged me to filth. You've dragged me too?
Have I?
Yes, you have.
I've.
You've slightly
truthful.
Pulled. You've slightly tugged me along.
I can read people to filth. It's very bad.
So is it bad?
I've gotten better.
But do they deserve it though?
Sometimes.
But you're doing it out of care. You're not doing it out of like, yo, I'm about to.
No, not malice.
I'm about to ether you to hell.
No. It's not out of malice. Like, that's. Being mean and being truthful are two different things. Like, if my friend is fucking up and I'm like, hey, yo, you need to stop doing this or you're going to end up on the streets.
The streets?
I'm just saying. Like, that's just an extreme. Like, you know, you're doing something, you're fucking up. Like, you're borrowing money from this person, that person, that person, that person. You need to take some accountability and get your life together, or you're not going to have anybody. Again, like, you might end up on the streets. Nobody's going to want to give you money. Nobody's going to want to help you out when you're down and out. So if I say that, you know, they're like, oh, but you know that I'm going through this. I just got kicked out of this and I'm doing this. But that's the same story you've been doing for the past 3 years. Something has to change.
But is that the truth or is it the lies? The lies. Like, some people are very good at using excuses as a means of trying
that's
to justify
true.
Whatever they're doing.
But that's why I call out the bullshit. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Like, all right, you're doing this for so long. Why is it still continuing? It's either one, your character flaw, or two, you just don't give a fuck. And you don't respect me, my time, or my advice that I'm giving you. And if I'm trying to help you out, give you a couch to sleep on, a place to shower, money, helping you with advice for school, and you're just like, oh, well, fuck your advice. I'm still going to do this, and somebody's still going to help me out. You need to hear the ugly truth. Mm.
But no one's going to directly just tell you, yo, I don't care. No one's going to directly do that.
I've done it.
And how did that end up?
Again, that's why I said I've evolved. I've evolved because I realized I come off very hard.
But, right, okay.
And harsh.
I mean, fair.
Fair.
But me knowing you for a long time, right? Yes, I think to the outside world, yes. Harsh, stone cold, roving.
It comes off harsh, but it's from a good place.
Right, but see, it's very hard to see the good place where you're just like...
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
And once again, it comes down to people knowing you enough to understand where it's coming from. Because from the outside, you're going to just kind of see...
Like, oh, she's a bitch.
Right, you're a big bitch energy. What's wrong with her?
Why is she so alpha? Like,
but at the same time, they can't deny the truth. Right? People might say, oh, that's a bitch, I don't know, but it'd be the bitches that'd be the most truthful. And people don't know how to receive the truth or handle the truth. So in that case, it's like they get mad. Look, when my friends read me the filth, there's times where I want to be on some hang up the phone, don't want to hear this.
Me
don't
too.
Thank you.
I go on do not disturb.
I did not
talk to me
for this.
How dare you talk about me? I know me best.
But I mean, but I think in my case, it's like I recognize, especially throughout this pandemic, that my patience has gotten very low.
Oh, the pandemic. Oh, boy.
The penny has affected my patience in
pandorama.
Such big ways to where I don't I don't have the patience for certain conversations. Mm. I get very drained very quickly depending on the conversation. So I know that. So when
do you think that, like, because of the pandemic, you were forced to get that insight? Because sometimes when you do have these quote unquote real conversations, it's in a social setting. It's with, like, alcohol or at a bar or at an outdoor event where there's other people. Like, you know, there's a buffer between having these harsh conversations. But then when you're in the pandemic, if you're on Zoom or FaceTime or you're just texting, you just have to be face to face with the person and tell them the harsh truth, you know?
Well, I think in general, there is a level of people that are able to, I think there's a level of people that have had to sit with themselves. And for me, I know that, you know, especially throughout this past year and change, like, I've had the opportunities to, like, actually sit with myself and think about, you know, my evolution, my growth, and yay and nay. And then, you know, this certain circumstance is an example of that. So me exploring what the truth has been or my relationship with the truth and realizing how I've affected others with that, you know, is just, especially now in this time, you know, it's just very draining because, like, you know, I overthink and I go through all these things. So it's really challenging to, you know, hear others that know you drag you for filth out of love, not out of rage, drag you for filth out of love. And then it's kind of like you have to sit there and receive it, right? In the past, it's like, all right, whatever, girl or guy, whatever. All right, you're trying to say some shit, bullshit, keep it moving. But now it's just like, these days, it's like I have, you know, you sit with these things and you kind of like analyze yourself like, oh, damn, really? That's, I mean, if you're the type of person that actually self-analyzes yourself.
Yeah.
Other people may just not give a fuck, and that's just what who they are.
Yeah.
But if you're actually someone that cares about your, you know, self-improvement, then you'll sit with those words and realize, oh, wow, this is something that I've really messed up on.
You're going to have to want to change.
You have to want to change. So this is why when people tell me about myself, I don't necessarily argue, because I realize that they're seeing me from a different perspective than the way I'm seeing me. If I think I'm perfect, of course I'm going to argue and think, oh, nah, you just hating. You a big hater. It's like, nah, like, people who know you enough, they're not going, like, they're going to tell you the truth, because there's no, I guess, incentive for them not to tell you the truth.
Right.
Like, they don't.
There's no gain for them.
Yeah, there's no gain for them lying to you. You know what I mean? So that's important. So there's an article that I found here. It's called Honesty Versus Transparency. How truthful are you? So, yeah, this strikes la chords. So it says here in this article that they say honesty is always the best policy, but is it really? What is truth exactly? And is it always better to share the truth even if it hurts someone? Or should you sometimes keep your version of the truth to yourself, especially to spare feelings? And when it comes to healthy relationships, whether with a partner, a friend, or even yourself, is it better to be transparent or downright honest? So yeah, these are all questions that, I mean, I guess I struggle with, right? And a lot of people answer, because once again, there are some people that are just like, yo, this is the truth, take it or leave it, this is who I am, hate me or love me, and all that. And there's others where it's like, yeah, you know, I want to be honest, but at the same time, I don't want to hurt this person. And it's just like, there was a point where I used to believe, like, yeah, if you don't want to be honest, or if you don't want to hear honesty, then don't do things. I forgot the quote, but it's basically like, if you're afraid of the truth, don't do things that make it true, in essence, right? Or it's like, if you're afraid of the consequences of truth, or for example, let's say, hey, if you're afraid of the consequences of cheating, don't cheat.
Yeah.
In essence. Yeah. If you're afraid of what the truth may do to somebody, then don't do things to create that truth. And I guess that is something that I used to think so in the past, but considering my pattern of, you know, half-truths and being dishonest and not being fully transparent, it has resulted in people around me being hurt, but while I am unscathed, because at the end of the day, I've been able to curate the truth to my benefit.
Do you think that you go into, like, certain conversations or relationships with, like, a formula of truth and not something that's, like, catered to individualized persons?
Well, You know, I mean, you know the quote, or not really a quote, but you know what they say when you're first getting to know somebody, that you usually...
Send your representative.
There it is, right? Now, in essence, is that a level of being honest, right? Where it's kind of like we're representing a certain part of ourselves, not our full selves.
Right.
Because we don't want to necessarily give someone that we're just knowing all of us in the beginning and kind of just jump all of that. And then depending on how they receive us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I guess there's certain cases where it's just like, when is the right time to be fully
yourself,
transparent,
yep.
Right? Because it's like, you know yourself, you could be a lot.
I agree.
I didn't mean you. I mean, like you. Like, okay, sorry. I was just.
It's okay. The transparency just swells me up because I've evolved.
No, but yes.
Yeah, and, no, yeah. No, it's truthful. I try to box myself in, no lie, to be digested by someone, especially if someone I want to engage or have like a future relationship, whether it's a friendship or a romantic relationship, I tend to try to showcase what I think they would like. And then afterwards they get to know me, and then guess what? Either we're friends or we're not friends, and you just take it as it is. And before then, I just was whoever the fuck I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, sometimes I'm too blunt, and then I'm trying to like gauge myself and try to soften the edges so I can be palatable. But then sometimes it's like, no, fuck it, take this and eat it.
Right.
This is who I am.
Take me.
And sometimes it every day it changes. Yes. It changes every day.
Yeah, in essence, we should all live like Mary J. Take me as I am or not at all.
And even sometimes she falls back and tries to make herself a little bit digestible. Look at her past relationships. Like, you know, it's a tough line to walk.
Right. But in essence, I think a part of us deep down, we want to be fully transparent or fully ourselves with everyone. But then we also recognize the fact that not everyone deserves our true selves. And that's where it's kind of like, depending on the type of relationship you have with that person, have they earned like getting to know your true self?
Yeah.
You know, because it's like you give yourself to somebody that you've just getting to know, and then they prove themselves to be like a dick, or they're just not worthy, and then it's like, damn, I just gave you my whole self for no reason.
And that's why a lot of people, they go to the other extreme and just come completely turned off. They right. don't open themselves up.
Yeah, they're very very guarded.
They don't let anyone in. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to go through a series of truthful tests that they may have made that you're unaware of. Mm-hmm. And if you pass those tests, you might get a glimpse of who they really are.
But is that a bad thing? Is it a bad thing to be guarded in that way? And not
it
even,
is.
I'm not even talking about like past experiences, oh my gosh, I'm so jaded, now I'm guarded. It's more like, hey, in order to be selective about the type of people I want in my life, this is the types of barriers these are the type of boundaries that I put up towards certain people until they've proven themselves to, you know, be worthy of my full self.
I used to think like that, because I had a major wall, brick house wall. Thick ass
house.
Wall. But I used to psychologically make people take tests to earn my trust. And I realized that I wouldn't like that if the roles were reversed. Like, I'm all into empathy and sympathy and just figuring out how the other person's feel, because the way that I've showcased myself and the way that I've put myself out there, I've made people, you know, feel like it's a privilege to be my friend. Like, you know, and I wouldn't want somebody to be as, you know, as condescending and say, oh, well, I have to do all of this just to be her friend. I've changed my views in that aspect, because I don't want someone to feel as though I'm feeling when I'm like, oh, I'm trying so hard to be your friend and you're still not even trying to talk to me or hang out with me. So I've changed that. You know, I was very selective of you. Now I'm opening up myself more, giving people chances, because you might miss out on somebody who can be like a real lifelong friend, or right. somebody who can connect with you just on a different type of playing field. Like, you could be totally opposite and you're like, oh, nah, this person's never going to mesh with me. And they can connect with you on an intellectual or emotional level that your own homegirl that you knew from fifth grade can't.
Right.
She just knows that y'all went to school together, but you may have evolved and have some kind of emotional intelligence, or you've evolved intellectually that you guys don't share the same viewpoints or read the same magazines or go to the same museums with somebody else that you might have met. But you close that person off because they have done one thing to you, or they didn't pass that one test that you put up, and you're like, oh yeah, well, they ain't shit. They don't know what they're talking about. And you missed out on maybe a good opportunity.
Right. I mean, I think it depends on the type of boundaries that you set in place. Because I don't think it's a bad, like, people don't usually show their true colors until they're either backed into a wall or whatever the case would be, and then the truth comes out. Once the truth comes out in a messy way or whatever, then people show their true selves instead of their representatives.
Yes.
And unfortunately, that has to be the case. But, you know, I've heard stories where, you know, people have been dishonest and stuff like that, and then they've kind of lied their way through. And then when the truth is exposed, now you see them for who they are. And that's the ugly truth that we talk about. But I also want to read from this article about the concept of honesty is your truth, but transparency is a process of sharing. Right, that's the title of the section.
Honesty is truth, and that transparency is a process of sharing. Okay.
Correct. So it says, by not sharing something, you aren't necessarily being dishonest, but the lack of transparency could lead to hurt feelings. They use the example of two people who just started dating. One stops seeing other people immediately, while the other continues going on dates. One partner might find it really dishonest to see multiple people at once, but the other may be operating more from an idea that no agreements have been made, right? So in essence, let's use that as context. Two people are dating. You know, one person decides like, okay, they just want to exclusively date this person, that's it. The other person just feels like, hey, you know, nothing has been set in stone, so I'm going to date you and other people at the same time. Now, if there wasn't any transparency from both ends, lines are crossed, people are going to get hurt, whereas like, wait, no, I decided that I'm not dating anyone else except you because I'm interested in getting to know you.
Should have said that.
And the other person is leaving the options open because realistically it's like, hey, I'm not quote-unquote married to you.
They should have said that too.
Right, but what's it, right, yes, both things should have been communicated, right, properly, yeah. But once again, it's, I guess, the concept of
transparency.
That transparency where, you know, I mean, as I said, if it's not discussed properly, then that's where the dishonesty comes in.
Well, then, if transparency is sharing, how do you know what to share and what not to share?
That's been my struggle for a long time. But I'm realizing the fact that I haven't necessarily asked myself that question properly in the past. So it's just like, because I don't know, maybe I got it from my parents, not parents.
A lot has to do with how you were brought up.
Yeah, I mean, where certain things are like, hey, my business. You know what I mean? Like, yep. I know with my dad, that's been kind of like a model for him where it's like, hey, that's my business and I ain't going around telling my business to everybody else.
Same thing.
So I guess maybe I adopted that. I'm just analyzing, but maybe I adopted that to where it's like certain things that are my business are mine. And if you need to know basis. Don't ask, don't tell. Right.
Like, and when you tell people certain dates and things like that, you know, I'm just saying.
For example, of
that
course.
That happens, for example.
Hypothetically speaking. As in not real.
Not real.
Just made this up.
Fake.
Very false.
Fake falsies.
It's giving me fake news.
Fallacies.
There it is. All right. We're not talking about the real thing.
I'm not doing this with you and your half-truths, okay?
It's not half-truths, it's full-truths, okay?
Okay, whatever.
Anyway, the point being is that I think that's, I don't want to say that's how I was raised, but probably that's,
That's just the environment that you, just like osmosis in you.
Because I guess it was just a part of me that felt like, hey, you know, if there's something that doesn't necessarily affect you, then why do I have to go spilling all my beans? And then it's just like, what are you going to do with that information? Or how does that affect you if it doesn't involve you? And maybe that's a toxic way of seeing it, but I think that's probably a way that I operated. And especially when it came to relationships, which is different because the person's actually involved. Right. It's not like a friendship where,
Hold on. What? You didn't share information with people that you were involved with?
Right. I used to omit a lot of information. Right. So I'm recognizing these ugly parts of my past, and I'm boomeranging it. I don't like the way you sipped that water just now. I don't like it. The sound effects, don't need it. I might have to edit it out. That's very rude and very, you're being a little extra rude all about it.
Continue.
Not the fake smile. All right. Anyway, so I recognize, stop, you're being, I'm trying to be vulnerable here, okay?
I'm receiving it. I'm receiving it. Come on.
I'm recognizing that in relationships, I've omitted and not been completely truthful with information in order to, quote unquote, protect the other person, but also to protect myself.
Protect the other person?
In the sense of not hurting their feelings.
I don't understand that
it's
part.
It's a false... I think
in essence, you are actually hurting their feelings.
Right, but this is where ego... I was going to say this is where ego comes in.
Oh.
And I realized that I've never explored how my ego has affected...
It sounds like a type of personality trait that I'm not going to say, but it sounds
egotistical.
Like...
No, talk. Come on. We're talking about truth, so be truthful.
I mean, I don't want to say because it hurt your feelings in the past, so I'm not trying
just
to do that.
Just say it sometime.
You're narcissistic.
Okay. And that's a part
Are you okay with receiving that?
That's fine. Okay. And that's a part of, once again, that ties it to egotistical too.
Okay.
So I can recognize that there is a narcissistic part of me that omitted truths or like gave certain truths to certain people because I didn't want to, A, have to deal with the consequences of truth. And two, it was just something where there was a level of control that was like, all right, I withhold a certain piece of information. That's for me. They get the information that they need to know that affects them, and then none the wiser. Hmm. When in essence, it was just very dishonest. And
because in the ideal world, you know, you're open with your partner and everything is peachy and there's a clear line of communication, but that's never the case.
Right.
There's always something that somebody holds back.
But does that make them a bad person?
I don't think so. I don't think it makes them bad, but if your partner is withholding information and you feel like it's vital information to the relationship, you would, in a sense, create this storyline where they are being dishonest with you, you know, where it may not even affect you at all. Mm. And that's where the what ifs, that's the creation of why there is like a discord between truth and transparency and honesty, and just there's a whole type of masking of different emotions lied into those words, and then just a whole bunch of confusion.
Right. Yeah, I get that. I mean in relationships for sure, you know, there is
even
a
with
need.
Friendships.
Well, yeah, relationship. I'm not talking about romantic now. I'm talking about any type of relationship that you have. Romantic, friendship, platonic, whatever. Like, there, because I've lied to my friends too. Mm-hmm. Well, you really need to, like, when you're saying these things and you're projecting, like, you know, the sound is bouncing.
How am I projecting?
You're like, like,
that was agreeing with you 100%.
I just don't like the way that your sounds are bouncing off the walls.
Maybe you should blame the acoustics.
Oh, now it's the acoustics.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
when it comes
lying to friends, go ahead.
I have been dishonest.
You've lied to friends.
Can we stop repeating it, please? I've been dishonest with friends in the past. I've been dishonest with friends in the present as well. And I realize that I have an issue, and I know that I project this on others. I have an issue with being judged, and I have an issue with being vulnerable. But I also have learned, or I'm learning, that by being proactive and by controlling the narrative, then you have no reason to be dishonest, because it's like you've already given people the truth, right? And it's up to them to receive it however they receive it. But the truth shall set you free, as cheesy as it may sound, but it really is the case.
Have you been set free when you told the truth?
I mean, in the grand scheme, yes. But at the, also, once again, I am still struggling, as I said, with that level of vulnerability where it's like, all right, the truth is out there. Whew. But then I also feel like, all right, how's this truth going to come back to bite me?
That trips me up because I feel like you're extremely vulnerable.
What do you mean?
Like you have an openness about yourself. But
I like, okay, so I like being an open book, or I like claiming to be an open book, right? I can give anybody any level of information about me and my and who I am and past experiences, that's fine. But when it comes to certain specific things that might affect someone in a negative way, as it relates to me and my actions, that's where I kind of get apprehensive, because it's like, okay, well, I know that this thing I'm doing may affect this person in a bad way, so let me omit certain information, or let me say the truth, but not the full truth, because
you don't want to hurt their feelings.
And then I don't want their feelings to be hurt, but in essence, that's hurting them more by them not having the full picture. And once again, in relationships primarily, like romantic relationships, that's kind of been my MO, to where like I'm giving you the truth, but not the whole truth, because if I give you every living piece of the truth, then it's just like, you're going to see me as a monster maybe, and I know I'm not a monster, but I don't see, you know what I mean? So I know my ego, and that ties into ego, that ties into narcissism and control and all these things. So all of those factors, I know what the truth is. I know what telling the truth and being honest is, but there's so much more components to it, to where it's like, oh, okay, I realized it wasn't just, oh, I didn't want to tell the truth. There's other layers to it, to why I'm not telling the truth. What is the benefit for me omitting information? How is that a selfish act and not necessarily helping anybody? Especially me, when especially if it comes back to bite me later. You know what I mean? And yeah, so that's the part that you would really have to, like, if you're a person that has lied or has lied.
In a sense, you're a reformed liar, right?
Yeah. A reformed liar? What is that? What does that mean?
I'm not even sure if I'm getting the honest truth right now from you.
What do you mean?
I don't know, because sometimes you would say being open and being vulnerable, but then again, you, like you said, you omit certain things or you withhold certain things with different people. Like that's what I was saying. Do you have a formula of what you say, like your openness? This is what I say across the board to whoever, like you're dealing cards. Mm-hmm. And then for certain individuals, you withhold like the ace, you withhold the king, the queen, the jack.
Well, right. Okay. So yes, I understand what you're saying. And to your point, I believe that's how I used to operate.
But you don't operate like that now.
I might have been operating like that recently too, but now I'm trying to convert it to where everyone gets the full cards.
Okay. So it's like just straight up.
Right, as in everyone gets the same information across the board. And I think in that regard, where it's like I'm only giving people certain things, I think a part of my memory is now forgetting who I'm telling the truth to, or who I'm telling certain things to, so now details get mixed up. And now in my brain, I can't keep up. So this is how people trip over their own lies or their own omissions, where it's like, all right, you're giving certain people information and now you're not remembering who you're giving the information to. And then it's like, wait, hold on, when'd you say that? It's like, oh no, I told that other person because then, and then it gets very messy. And I know that that's been something that I've done in the past. It is very hard right now even talking about this because it's, once again, now I'm vulnerable. And now it's just like, I don't know how people are gonna see me. And I have to
They'll see get, you the same way, just as
to,
trash.
But I have to get over, I mean, yeah well, you know my motto, men are trash. But I also know I use that as a blanket to comb over my imperfections and my flaws, right? And I'm also recognizing that too. I say men are trash in the context of like, yes, you see what niggas be out here doing and it's horrible. But for me, I call myself trash. It's like, yeah, of course, I'm full of flaws or I'm flawful, you know? So it's like, yeah, I'm trash, okay. Accept me for what it is and keep it pushing. But that shouldn't be an excuse for me to continue doing the bad things and now having to always have a disclaimer on myself. I was like, huh, disclaimer, Vixen is garbage. So
you can just see this coming. Vixen's a wasteman.
You didn't have to add to it?
I was just, I thought we were on the same page.
We already
page.
Knew what we just, I said. So you saying wasteman is now an insult.
No, wasteman.
Okay, sorry. Wasteman is now an insult. You just insulted me.
How is that an insult? You just said you were trash. Isn't okay, trash
But
not
you didn't
waste?
Have to add on to it though.
And you're a man. So you're a wasteman.
So to wrap up, You're fighting every opportunity to jab at me.
I'm not jabbing.
Is that a jab?
I agreed with what you just said.
Okay, but you did it very adamantly, and I don't like the adamant part of you agreeing. You could have just slightly agreed.
Okay, I'm going to receive that and say, I am sorry. I will not be adamant about things in the future.
No, that's a lie. Now we're lying.
I am being transparent.
That's not how transparency works. That's not how it works at all. Anyway, let me read through these other topics in this article just to give people some context here. I'm just going to read through the titles of these different sections. But it says here, do not use honesty as a weapon.
I have. That's me.
Yep. On brand.
Daggers, cloaks, knives, axes. That's my weapon of choice. Maybe that's what I use honesty as.
Honesty can be weaponized. That could look like throwing a truth in a moment when it's not meant to share or open to conversation, but it's actually meant to shut down a conversation or to end the connection.
No, that's different. See, that's being mean. That's not truthful. Like, if you know something that can be hurtful to someone, and they have, like, a secret, like, someone who has, like, a deep, dark secret that they told you and they don't want to tell anybody else, and you're in a group and you spill their secret, which is true, but that's hurtful. I don't like that kind of weaponizing.
Yeah, that's vindictive. Yeah, well, I'm talking like about that. In a sense of, like, a relationship or an argument.
Yeah.
Where, like, you're using the truth to
against
hurt the person.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, no, that's
what I don't like.
That's the part that's not okay.
Yeah. I don't agree with that.
Yes. It also says here, be honest in a positive way with boundaries. If you're the type of person who always needs to say what's on your mind, remember the words matter. Hold in mind that the awakened needs of all people are not always to have all the information. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't have to be deceptive. It can be strategic in a really healthy, communicative way. That's so boundaries. Yeah. We were talking about boundaries earlier, right? Work on your transparency by working on yourself. If you want to share kindly with other people, it reveals that it's important to be self-connected and confident in your ability to communicate what's going on before bringing other people into those thoughts. Hmm. It's also important to understand what circumstances, people, and communities make you feel safe.
Right.
Accept that truth is subjective. Mm-hmm. One person's truth is never another person's truth.
Exactly.
Which is important to remember when you're having any kind of honest conversation or relationship. Once you can accept that, then you could use transparency and honesty to connect rather than stranding yourself on an island of truth, so to speak.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, we talked about this before. Like, my truth is not your truth. And I don't accept you to, I shouldn't expect you to receive it in the same way I would.
Right.
And I realized that for me, especially, like, you know, I know there's been scenarios where people are like, oh, well, if I were to tell you this, how would you react? And unfortunately,
yeah,
I know
that.
I know myself to where it's just like, I may not have the reaction that you
the same
react.
Thing, exactly.
And that probably hurts.
And that makes them upset. Like, you're supposed to feel the same thing that I feel.
Right. But I know myself to where it's not to say, like, I'm like, I know that I care. I care a lot. But I also know in the sense of my emotions that sometimes I shut down to where it may seem like I'm disingenuine or I don't care, but I really do care. I just have to take it in doses.
Yeah.
So that's just me. Maybe don't always call it like you see it. Let me just repeat that one more time for the audience listening. Maybe don't always call it like you see it. Yeah, someone who is attracted to the truth without really considering that someone else might have a different perspective or lens towards a situation is where discrimination and loneliness tends to happen. There's that. Transparency.
I didn't like the way that was.
Oh, I see. You didn't like my sound effects.
No.
Oh, right. There it is. Transparency and integrity worked in tandem.
Does it?
Everyone, shush. Everyone is entitled to their own inner thoughts and feelings, which makes us all our own boundary keepers. But in order to have authentic connections with other people and to offer an authentic connection to somebody else, the need for transparency arises. So, these are just a whole bunch of things. But at the end of the day, you know, I think we just really need to remember that being our full selves or being our full selves with others gives the other person the opportunity to respond how they need to. And by withholding information, we prevent that from happening. So I recognize the fact that I need to give people all the information and prevent myself from feeling that I'll be judged. Because if someone really cares about you, they're not going to judge you.
Yeah.
Right. They're not going to judge you. They're not going to see you a certain way. They're going to accept your truth for what it is because you've been able to come to them with that. And then you'll be able to have an honest conversation. And I know that that's something that I need to work through. So
I think you're almost there.
I'm almost there. I'm actively working on it. And I know that by trying to reverse the mistruths that I've had in the past, that it's going to be very messy. Mm-hmm. Right? Because it's like, all right, there might be a truth. There might be something that I admitted in the past that's now coming to light now. And now it's like, okay, right.
Just got to do a little damage control.
This is something that I was not honest about before, and now I'm being honest about it now. And now I'm dropping those guards, or I'm dropping that level of the veil, so to speak. And now I'm coming at you with the truth and all of it. And it's just something that I'm now starting to work through. And it's hard, but I'm looking forward to getting to the other side, to where I can be comfortable telling everyone my truth and not having to worry about, once again, being judged or being seen as something that I'm not, and trusting that the people I am sharing my truth with understand me enough to know that, okay, this was what it is, and that this truth does not necessarily represent the full picture of who you are.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I needed to talk this through because it's been kind of weighing on me. So I'm glad that we could have this conversation. Truthfully, see what I did there? See, it's my truth. You see. All right, cool. All right, cool. How do you feel? How do you feel about this conversation?
I feel great. I feel like I got a lot of truths out about myself, but again, I'm constantly evolving.
As we all are.
And I just need to tone down my truths a little bit. That's all.
Or turn it up.
I've been turned up to 100 my whole life. So
why stop now?
Because again, I'm more conscious of other people's feelings now.
Right. But at the end of the day, they can never say that you lied.
That is true.
And that's where control comes in. See? So you're a little narcissistic yourself.
I am not. This is just a jab. I don't like control because I just like things to be handled for me. Right, Chief?
You don't like control?
No.
Wowzer. I think that's a L-I-E.
I really don't like control. It just naturally happens for me.
Naturally?
Yeah.
So if control comes to you, you don't control the situation. You can't even I'm talking about you're gonna lie on this here.
I am not lying. I honestly.
You enjoy a level of control.
Honestly.
Yes or no? Truth or false?
Honestly, I'm using the word three times now.
Yes. Okay.
I don't particularly go for control, right?
But when it's presented to you, you're not going to say no.
If there's an opportunity that's presented to anyone, wouldn't you seize it?
We're not talking about anyone. We're talking about you. Toi.
Wouldn't you seize it, though?
Seize what?
Any opportunity.
For?
Since scenario, if you have an opportunity to control a certain aspect of your life or whatever.
Okay.
Would you take it?
Of course.
Right. So, again, if something is brought to me and I'm in a position to have some kind of control, I'm naturally, and everyone is like this, they'll naturally progress to control the situation that is best for their scenario. That's all.
Okay.
I don't go seeking control.
All right.
I'm submissive.
Okay. I believe you. I believe you because you said it.
I'm telling
that's
you.
Your truth.
I'm telling you that I'm submissive and you don't believe it.
I didn't say. I don't believe it. I just laughed.
I felt your essence.
I can't just laugh.
That is called not being transparent.
How am I not being when you're sharing with me?
But you weren't sharing that you agree with what I said.
I didn't necessarily agree or disagree. All I said, I snickered. The truth is, That's fine. Okay, here's the truth.
I'm aggressive.
No. According. My truth is that I've never seen you in a submissive light. So it's very hard to picture you as submissive. Though you are telling the truth and you probably are submissive. But I have never seen toi in a submissive light. But I believe that you have the bones to be submissive.
Thanks so much.
That's the truth. How's that feel?
Thanks.
Are you receiving my truth?
I receive it.
All right. So, with that being said, thank you all for listening to this episode. As I said, I feel like I really needed to kind of have this conversation out in full.
I'm glad you got it out.
And I hope everyone that has been able to listen to this episode takes something from it. And this is me being vulnerable and me recognizing that I still have a lot of work to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm certainly going to take this to therapy. Mm-hmm. And hopefully work through it. And I just have to, I don't want to be afraid of my truth, and I don't want to be afraid of how people view me once that truth is out there. So taking a deep breath, taking it one day at a time, all those affirmations, and we'll see what this new chapter of my life
I'm here to support you every step of the way.
Thank you very much. I received that as well.
Right on, brother.
All right. Anyway, make sure to check out the podcast on all of our podcast platforms, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and all that jazz. Make sure to catch us on YouTube, catch the videos, because, we put a lot of work into these videos, especially me, because, my camera, my stuff. So make sure to catch us on the YouTube.
I'm so
subscribe.
Glad to be submissive to that and let you.
No, you're a part of this too.
Yeah.
Your face is on it as well.
I agree, but I'm just showing my submissive side.
Why now?
Thank you for tuning in.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram and on Twitter, the podcast, and me and Rovi respectfully.
Yo, get my name.
The name's going to be on.
Just make it pop.
All right.
Make it there pop. There it is. Pop it, pop.
Yes. And yes, continue to be safe out there in these streets. And
be safe out there.
That's about it for us for today.
I'm glad everyone was listening to your truth.
Yes, it is my truth. And my truth to bear. All right, we're just going to leave it at that. Thank you all so much once again for listening.
Thank you for listening to us.
And we will catch y'all next time.
See ya.
Bye. Say goodbye, Rovi.
Bye, Rovi.